stop. Take a step back. It stinks that something bad has to happen for you to realize that. It's frustrating for me that that's the case, but pick up a phone, call your mom or dad and tell them that you love them. Kiss your wife, hug your kids, spend time with them when you're sitting and you're working through dinner because it's just so stressful for you and you feel like you're this neurosurgeon that someone's going to die on the operating table if you don't do it. I mean, I get it. That's me. I work my butt off like that, but like you really got to balance it out and take a step back and enjoy the moment and enjoy what you've done and be with your family. I spent the last 17 years building my eight-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast. What's up, guys? Eric's here, and today I want to talk to you guys about seizing the moment. Now, just recently, one of my best friends growing up just lost his father, and it was very upsetting to me. And it got me thinking about some things, because every day I find myself worrying about finances, worrying about little things here and there on a car or what people are doing, and get into all these different things that are so meaningless in my life. And I realize that you kind of lose focus of what's really important when you're working really hard and you're trying to get along in life and take care of your family and do all the things that everyone in this world is trying to accomplish for their family, for themselves, for everything. And you kind of miss the boat a little bit and you lose sight of what the most important things are. And I just want everybody to realize, like, stop, take a step back. It stinks that something bad has to happen for you to realize that. It's frustrating for me that that's the case, but pick up a phone, call your mom or dad and tell them you love them. Kiss your wife, hug your kids, spend time with them when you're sitting and you're working through dinner because it's just so stressful for you and you feel like you're this neurosurgeon that someone's going to die on the operating table if you don't do it. I mean, I get it. That's me. I work my butt off like that, but like you really got to balance it out and take a step back and enjoy the moment and enjoy what you've done and be with your family. And more importantly, for everybody out there who's looking to learn how to make money online, learn how to share their skill set. If you're not happy with what you're doing, life is way too short. You need to stop right now and you need to make a change. Stop putting it off. Life is way too short. You should not have limits. You should be loving what you're doing. If you're not going in and working where it's fun and you're enjoying it, then you need to stop. If you're miserable about commuting and that you answer to some boss or you don't like how much money you're making or any of those things, anything above, life is too short. Don't put limits on what you are capable of doing. You need to seize the moment, live in the moment. It's okay. Even if you try and you fail, so what? Who cares? At least you could say you did it and you're living, right? When it's all said and done, you want to leave behind a legacy. You want to leave behind things for your children or your friends or setting an example that you are not going to let other people tell you how to live. If you want to work online, if you want to earn money online, start educating yourself and do it. Even if it's not earning money online, just find something you're passionate about. You want to say at the end of the day that you lived. You don't want to have any regrets. You don't want to say, I should have done this or I could have done that. Do it. Take action. If you're listening to this right now and you're somebody that's in that world, make a change. Find a coach. It doesn't have to be me. It could be anybody. Invest in yourself. Life is too short. Don't put boundaries on your success. Don't put boundaries on your freedom. Don't let anybody else tell you how much you're worth or what time you have to spend with them and what you can spend with your friends and family. No, no, that's society telling you that you work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. But what if you want to work on Saturday and Sunday and you like to work from 10 o'clock at night into 3 o'clock in the morning? You should be able to choose what you want to do. And that's the beauty of this world. That's what the internet provides for people. There's so much opportunity out in the world. So find what you're passionate about. Find what you like doing. So when we call it work, it's really not work because you love what you're doing. Yeah, you got to work hard, but so what? That's fun. You're living, you're shaking, you're dancing. It's exciting. Time flies when you're having fun, right? It's like when you went to high school and you sat in class and you were sitting in a class that flew by and you're like, wow, it's already over. Man, that's crazy. But then you sit in a class where you're like staring at the clock and you're one Mississippi, two, and you're just waiting for that thing to just get to a point where the bell rings, you get out. That's telling you what you like and don't like. You just got to look at what you are passionate about. Look in yourself and please, I'm begging you guys, please just do it. I'm here to help you if you want help. If you need anything online and I can help you, please call me or call somebody. Coaches will fast track your success more than ever. Stop spending your money on all this wasted stuff and start spending it on you and start spending it on bettering yourself, the knowledge that you can learn, and you will have that forever. And then what's going to happen is your life's going to transform. You're going to be able to do things that you never thought were possible. You're going to spend more time with your friends and family. You're going to earn more than you've ever made before. And you might even be working less, but you're working smarter. So I know this isn't really about performance marketing today, but you know, things happen in life. And this just kind of hit me pretty hard. My mom passed away when she was 54 and I miss her every day, but she lived and she had no regrets. And her pride and joy was me and my sister and my father and our family. And she was, I could see like so proud of us and what she accomplished when she was close to her death. And I miss her every day, but I live on for her. I make her proud. What I do reflects on her, right? And that's what you want to do. You want to live and just give it all you got. And if you can do that, and if you can impact somebody's life, to me, you don't really ever die, right? I was explaining that today in my challenge to some of these guys that if I have 10 people in my challenge and I teach them how to earn money online, I show them my strategy, I give them my products, I let them use my systems, and all of a sudden they're starting to earn money, which they weren't doing before they met me. I'm going to change their life dramatically. And I am going to hold a special place in their heart. And that is going to make me so happy. And God forbid something were to happen to me, I would still be living on in all those 10 people because they would hold me in special regard because I helped them with something. I changed their life for the better. I went out of my way to help them. And now my legacy lives on. So maybe you don't really die that much if you can figure out how to make an impact on this world. You all have a special skill set. You all are talented. You may not think it's possible, but I promise you it is. You just have to just take a chance. Bet on you, please. And do me a favor. When you're done with this podcast, pick up the phone, call somebody you care about, and tell them you love them. Hug somebody. Appreciate what you have in your life. Stop worrying about what you need to get and just look around. Because I'm guessing that you've done some amazing things and you don't appreciate it the way you should. And I want you to, from my experience, be able to take a step back and realize what's important to you and make sure they know it. Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.